No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys today. Now, this is definitely not the time that we usually go live, but because it's Monday Night Football, everything's pushed back later. I fly out early tomorrow morning to Indy, which is when I would typically do the Scouting Report show, but because we're flying out so early, I wanted to wait until that last practice report came out just for injuries on both sides. So we've got that. Press conferences are done. All that stuff's wrapped up. So tried to wait. I know Friday afternoon is kind of like one of the worst times to go live, but I didn't want to do a poor job. I wanted to get as much information as possible. So this week, this is our 49ers versus Colts week 16 scouting report episode, preview, predictions, bets, all those fun things. Definitely one of the funnest shows of the week. This is just a fun matchup. One, it's Monday Night Football. The 49ers, you finally get a break from other teams. You're at 10-4. You've handled yourself very, very well this year. But now you're in the position where, with Seattle beating the Rams in overtime, man, everything is on the line. What did it cost? Everything, right? And that's where you are. And then you look at the opposite side of the field with the Colts. Their backs are up against the wall. If they lose one more game, they might not make the playoffs. I think they can go 2-1 and probably make it, But if the playoffs started today, the Colts are on the outside looking in, which is crazy because they were the one seed, you know, 6 weeks ago. They have just fallen off a cliff. And bring in Phillip Rivers, which is exciting in and of itself. A Monday night football game. Playoffs, right? Playoffs? The implications are huge. And I remind you, and shout out to Jason Aponte, I forgot that it was tied to a Colts 49ers matchup in November, way back in 2001. The old Jim Mora quote and all that stuff. I played it a couple times and YouTube took all my money. So I'm not going to play the actual clip, but I could do a Jim Mora impersonation. Playoffs. He hits that high pitched note. Anyway, it's a fun game. This is just definition fun. It matters to everybody. It's prime, you know, everything. If the 49ers win, they will move into tie for first place with the Steelers for most wins ever on Monday Night Football, which they were ahead a couple years ago. But now Steelers got a couple Monday Night Football wins. And so anyway, you got to get back there. Have to say thank you to the man, Josh, 49ers faithful forever. He is the best. He is the architect of today's episode, and he helped with a lot of the research. And then our executive producers that make this show possible, Dorian Campbell, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. Thank you guys for making this show happen. This is episode 1,576. Whew. Impressive. We have been here for a while. I want to say thank you to the Countdown crew. You guys are awesome. Thank you to Brown Stoic. His comment, a 49ers Jim Rome, which shows up all the time, just makes me think of Chris Effort. Every single time I see that, and I'm just like, would I call him Chris again and, you know, be tackled or whatever the heck that was, that scuffle? I think I would. I think I would. Appreciate that, man. Thank you all. The hashtag CZ. Big Tone in the house. You are the best. The one seed is on the line, Alec. You got to go get it. You got to go get it. Weber, feels good to be a Niner fan. Who's got it better than us? The table is set. Let's eat. Thank you, Joe. I love it, man. Big Tone. Look at this, man. He says, thanks again, John, for the recommendations for the tailgate. Hooked up with the Niner Empire. They are the best. Shout out to Joe Lenore and all the chapter presidents, which, man, Niner Empire. Dude, one of my really good friends that, you know, Kim over in Denmark, he got a Denmark chapter set up as part of the Niner Empire. He let me know he's working, like, dude, so freaking cool. The chapters, just all the great things, the community, which is such a big deal. But anyway, back to Big Tone. He said, like you said, they were good people. My friend had a great time. Probably too many drinks, but that's okay. Joe bust out that shot ski. That's where you get in trouble, man. They always have a good time. Blue lot number one. But yeah, shout out to the Niner Empire. And if you are, no matter where you are in the world, whether you want to be a part of a community, I have no affiliation with Niner Empire. Like, I just think he's a great dude, and I think there's great people, and I love community. Like, this has nothing to do with me. But wherever you are, if you feel like you are alone and you want to be in person with other Niners fans, dude, just go to Niner Empire. Check it out. Their Facebook status is amazing. They have a map with all the chapters. You can click on there. You can figure it out. And if they don't have anything by you, guess what? You're now going to be president. They have a whole process through there where you can go through and start your own chapter and all those things. And I'm happy to help in any way I can. Yeah, whatever that looks like. But anyway, man, that makes me very happy. Big Tone, you're the man. You're the man. I freaking love it. I love people, love community, love Niners. What's the worst that could happen? Yeah, Big Tone. You talk about the Colts. They start off 7-1. Now they're 8-6. They have lost 5 of the last 6 weeks in a row. It's funny because it's the exact opposite for the Niners. The Niners have won 5 out of the last 6. It's just, man, you could start off hot and you could be whatever, but the NFL is divided up into quarters. You have to win the segments and keep stacking those wins. That's what you got to do. And yeah, you look at the Colts, they're in third place in the AFC South. Turns out, not an easy division. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the 49ers. The Houston Texans beat the 49ers. Take that for what you will. But the playoffs started today. The Colts are not in the playoffs. They got to get it done. What's up, Charles? Appreciate you, man. Is your Gross Motto's back? He's practicing. Limited the extent of how much Gross Motto's is practicing. That has yet to be released. Like, the 49ers are always so weird with their scouting reports and practice reports and what they release, but he's back practicing. So it's Tatum, Bethune, and pretty much everybody, and we'll go through. We have a whole segment set aside just for Colts and Niners players practice reports based on Thursday, Friday practice reports. Again, because it's Monday, there's no Wednesday. You just have to have three consecutive reported days. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we're answering these questions. And again, just understand we're recording this at 3:37 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on a Friday, not Saturday, because we're flying across the country. It's difficult to get from the Bay Area to Indianapolis on holiday weekends and all that stuff, but we going. So anyway, that's right. Big Tone, we're international, baby. I love that. Filthy Casual, appreciate you. Talofa, brother. Appreciate you, Captain Niner. You are awesome. Big Tone said he was too late for the shot skis, but before it ended, there was a big beer chug on the shot skis with Tony. Oh, man, I freaking love it. Dude, there's few things in life better than tailgating. And shoot, I don't know. This might be a long show, but I've been under the weather all week. That's why we haven't had so many shows. If you don't listen to your body makes you listen to it. And that happened this week. This is my first solo show since, you know, kind of being under the weather. I feel great, but I'm not quite sure how long my voice going to hold out. But I want to share a story. Way back, I just started the podcast. We were at a Texas USC game. Sam Darnold was the quarterback at Texas. We had just moved from Texas to Southern California. My wife and I went to Texas USC. It was awesome. It was a great time. Amazing game. Texas lost. Whatever else. But this was like, I've been doing the podcast for like a year and it wasn't catching on by any stretch, but that wasn't the goal. And we were having a conversation. I remember Jen was like, you know, what is it? You know, what's something that you would want? Like, let's figure this out. Like, if you could, you know, we were having some issues just with extended family and all these things. I was like, man, you know, my dad growing up, I would spend my summers in Atlanta or around Atlanta. He did construction, and wherever his construction site was, we stayed there for the summer, usually like at a travel lodge or whatever, right? And we would just hard labor. It's what we did. But he always had like cheap Braves season tickets that he would rotate with a bunch of friends. And we would always go to Braves games. So like growing up, that was a big deal. Well, my boys are amazing. Going to sports games was never really their thing. I tried to make it their thing, wasn't their thing. And so I told Jen, I was like, man, I wish we could like host a tailgate and like just get cool people together. And just like, that was our thing. And that was our community. No idea that, you know, you jump forward, gosh, was that 8 years ago, probably 9 years ago? That's part of my job. And if you've never participated in a communal tailgate, whether it's with friends, family, neighborhood, whatever, or, you know, the 49ers Rush Road Trip or Niner Empire or the chapter, like, it is just cool as hell, man. You get these people together that have really no common denominator besides the team that they root for. And you just see these friendships mold and just celebration. And whether it's tragedy when you lose or celebrations when you win, oh, it is just, it's a beautiful thing. And so anyway, it's kind of weird. You know, I haven't really thought about that a lot, but I remember that conversation today, whenever, you know, Big Tone was talking about meeting up with people and stuff. And so, yeah, we met up with some randoms, you know, Longhorn fans. I got a little bug flying around on me. Met up with some random Longhorn fans, and it, like, do I still keep in touch with a couple of those people from 9 years ago? It's an awesome thing. So I love the fact that you were able to, you know, link up, and I love it, Thomas. Story time with Chapman. There's just something about communal sports. I freaking love it. It's awesome. Oh no, don't do this, Captain. I love watching Chat buy a baller or two of alcohol every year in Seattle. Pour everyone shots and then taking the group shot. It's a good time, man. Yeah, we play Thunderstruck. If you ain't been out, that's always a good time, depending on how large the tailgate is. But, I mean, shoot, real quick, if you're coming out to Indianapolis and you want to participate in that, this wasn't the plan to tell this story to promote this. But, man, if you're in Indy, come on out. We'll be at Tom's Watch Bar Sunday, the day before the game, 3 to 7 p.m., and then we have our tailgate from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Saints Shack the day of the game. We'll walk over to the stadium together. It's going to be a blast. All-inclusive, premium drinks, food, nonstop, you name it. Kids are free to everything. But, yeah, go get your tickets at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That's where it is. That's where it is. So this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there is one place where it feels good to be right. Prize Picks. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is picking multiple sports in the same lineup. With basketball back, I could put Steph Curry and Christian McCaffrey in the same lineup for both. And a new feature alert on Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. George Kittle, more or less 58.5 receiving yards. Juwan Jennings, more or less 46.5 receiving yards. Ricky Pearsall, more or less than 4 receptions. It's that simple. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Let's talk about Philip Rivers. Let's do this. Monkey Boy says, not necessarily scared of Rivers, but worried about our lack of pass rush and him likely having a safe passing game. Yeah. Look, you look at what Rivers did last week. Super small samples. He's played one game in 5 years. That's it. He goes 18 of 27, not overly good. 120 yards, really, really bad. 4.4 yards per completion. That is pedestrian as exists. One touchdown, one interception. Okay. One sack, not bad. 0 for 2 on deep balls, balls that traveled more than 20 plus yards per game. But what is it about veteran quarterbacks and the decision-making process? That is why you're allowed to come back at 44, 5 years out, because of the experience and understanding. He's seen everything. Philip Rivers went 7 of 9 against the blitz. They blitzed him 9 times. He completed 7 passes, 137 NFL passer rating, 6 first downs and a touchdown against the blitz. 49ers are the worst blitzing team in the NFL. They're the worst pressure team in the NFL. You look last week, Seattle, their defense is no joke. Seattle couldn't get to them. Now, a big reason why is because of the run game, the offensive line of the Colts, and screens. This is probably, like, if I was in teacher mode, this would be highlighted or circled or underlined, whatever. They ran 6 screens out of 27 pass attempts. They ran 6 screens. They're one of the best screen teams in the NFL with Daniel Jones. They were with Anthony Richardson in the short time that he played last year. And in just 1 week, small sample size, Philip Rivers as well. They're a good screen team. Sorry about that. I think I hit the mute button in time. But I'm going to have to take a couple breaks at some point because no way I'm going to be able to talk for an hour plus. Anyway, the voice is it's struggling. But the flip side to that is this. The 49ers, I would argue, are probably the worst defensive team against screens maybe in the NFL. You know, whenever you watch so much tape of other teams previous weeks, usually I go back 2 weeks. With Philip Rivers, I didn't because obviously he played one game. You see how other teams kind of defend screens, and it's like, oh, that's good, that's good, that's good. Then you watch the Niners, and you're like, ooh, especially this past week. Ugh, Tennessee Titans, good Lord, terrible. 49ers defense is terrible stopping their screens, and really have been. It's not even a new thing. Like, whenever you had Fred Warner and you had Drake Greenlaw, that's one thing, but then you go to Curtis Robinson to D. Winters. D. Winters is so bad against screens. He struggles going through blockers, which that's a specialty for Fred, like filtering through traffic, scraping through traffic, you know, whatever, however you want to call that. D. Winters is terrified of blockers and he retreats so much he gets pushed back. And it's weird because he's such an aggressive player, but he struggles really bad when there's a blocker coming to him. And then you look at Curtis Robinson, his tackling angles and pursuit angles are so bad. One of those things will be solved this week because it'd be Tatum Bethune or Kendricks out there. Hey, I do not expect Curtis Robinson to be in the rotation really at all without maybe one, maybe even two injuries. So maybe that's a plus side there. But I don't care how anybody looks at it. The 49ers are a bad screen defense, period, period. Trey, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. He says, me and the kiddo say hi. His name is Maverick. Dude, that kid's going to be freaking awesome. Are you kidding me? He thinks I'm obsessed with your show, and he's right. Bold prediction, CMC bust a 50-yard touchdown. Wow. Lots of good things here. First off, Maverick, you are the best of us. And I just want to say your dad's awesome, and we are obsessed with Trey. It is a mutual relationship, and we are very thankful for him. But Maverick, you're the best of all of us, man. And yeah, if Christian McCaffrey scored a 50-yard touchdown, I will say this. There were two plays in the game against the Titans that could have been 40-plus yard touchdowns. So stinking close. Just, you know, a defender just kind of did just enough to slow down CMC in the hole. Blocker didn't hold just long enough. It's close. But the longest play Christian McCaffrey's had, I think it's like 23 yards on the season. Explosive plays just haven't been there. They really, really haven't. What's up, Joel? My man. I'm feeling better, but there's still like podcast voice for a long time. Like we did the joint show yesterday with Coach, which is awesome. I was okay through that. And then, you know, all the film breakdowns that we do on the 40hoursrush.com, which those are all up. I'm okay through that for the most part. But yeah, still struggling a little bit. But yeah, I'm good. Got checked out. Doctor gave me the go on the trip and everything else. So that's good. It's just talking. I got to use this excuse with my wife. The doctor said to save my voice. Anyway, that's not going to fly. Anyway, not that I would want it to. That's a joke. Sorry. Anyway. Yeah. Dude, I'm crushing that vitamin D. I'm crushing like emergency. I've been crushing it all. It's just it's what it is. It's what it is. So yeah, and dude, how cool. You know, one of the things to talk about this week too, DeForest Buckner, baby. I'm glad he's back. Full practice, both days, you know, was on IR, but he's back. He's going to play, and I love it. I love DeForest Buckner. Who doesn't? Like, such a great, great dude. You hate that. You know, you go back through how that all played out, and, you know, according to Buckner, he was kind of upset they were traded, but whenever they were talking about contracts, they said, well, what are you thinking about for a contract negotiation? And he says, it's going to start with a two, meaning $20 million a year. John Lynch said, yeah, we're not going to be able to pay that, so find a team that'll pay that, we'll trade you there. It seemed mutually beneficial, but it didn't work out well for either. DeForest Buckner got his money, but never involved in the playoffs really again. They've been terrible since he's been there. One playoff win. If you look at the Chris Ballard experience, we're a little out of order now in the podcast. Shocker. How long of our notes? I have 8 pages, 10 pages of notes. We're on the first quarter of the first page. Whatever. That's okay. We're going to make it work. When Chris Ballard, he showed up in Indianapolis, the general manager of the Colts in 2017, same time as John Lynch, right? Same time as Kyle Shanahan, however you want to do that power authority. Well, Chris Ballard's been there through multiple head coaches. The Colts have one playoff win since 2017 and zero divisional titles, and they're in the worst division of football. They traded the first for Buckner. Cool. They paid him. Cool. I don't think that was a bad move from them. But for those that are like, man, we never should have done this or done that, it's not like it worked out for the team that got him either. Now, obviously, there's more reasons for that. And I love Buckner. Wish we would have traded him. Wish we wouldn't have traded him. And it's never fair to do the Buckner for Javon Kinlaw. It was Jimmy Ward, Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw for Buckner. Those three. Did it pan out? I don't think it panned out for either team. Sure as hell ain't panned out for the Colts. Yeah, they got the better player who's still with the team. All those three guys that I mentioned are gone now. But the Colts still one playoff win and since 2017. Could you imagine? The 49ers have 8 playoff wins, 3 divisional titles, and still going. Now, no Super Bowls. I get that. But I am very happy, very excited to see DeForest Buckner out there in person. Oh, man, I freaking love that. I'm pretty excited about that. Right here, do you think 64 can stand up to Buckner? I don't. The center 64 is at his best versus more kind of finesse type guys, which I consider Buckner to be, and I don't mean that as an insult. 64 struggles with big, strong. That's always been his weakness. So I don't know. Obviously, Buckner is all pro. He's a pro bowler. 64 is not those things. Yeah, advantage, Buckner, 100%. But the caveat is, if there is a type of defensive tackle player that 64 has had a little bit more success against throughout his career, it is that type of player. But yeah, I'm not holding my breath. Joel, tequila will make you feel better too. That is true. It's going to happen. I mean, I can't go on these trips and not, you know what I mean? I guess I could, but I'm not at that point in my life yet. Cam's dad, thank you, man. Hashtag CC, I take $50K a day. You try 20, get all well. I will try. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, brother. You are very, very kind. So, right on cue, right? Let's get back to kind of the Colts and what they do. The offense runs through the offensive line and Jonathan Taylor, that running game. It's crazy. Jonathan Taylor has 1,443 rush yards, 16 rushing touchdowns. He is averaging 103.1 yards per game, 5.3 yards per carry. That's it. Like, he's still got three games. Like, this is, if he finished there, it'd be like, wow, that's an all-pro type player. But, man, just bonkers what he's been able to do. Sorry, I got to turn off my notifications. My watch is going crazy while I'm trying to talk to you guys. So, their defense is stout, but not solid. And they've struggled in the cornerback room. That's a big reason why they traded for Sauce Gardner, but then he got hurt. Sauce Gardner's not going to be playing in this game. Tre'Davious Ward's not going to be playing in this game. So they have gone and paid a lot of financial capital, draft capital to fortify their cornerbacks, and the injuries just have not happened. So they're relying on corners that are just not good. It's an issue. Their linebacker play is not good. Now, defensive line and safety play, solid. Their defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, one of my favorite DCs in the league, damn good. Damn good. And you look at kind of, man, I'm so sorry, guys. You look at what they've been able to do since Lou Anarumo showed up, and it's just like, good gosh, man. They run everything. So I started charting plays defensively through three games, the past three games for the Colts. And I was like, I know that Lou runs everything, right? And so, you know, there's some analytics out there, whatever else. But I just created a checklist. And I was like, okay, if I see this coverage, this zone drop, I'm going to check it off. The Colts run every single thing that you could put to date. So here's just a list of coverages that I've seen in the last three games of the Colts defense. Cover zero, straight up man, right? All out blitz. Cover one man, Niners do that. Cover two man under. Cover two zone, Tampa two. Inverted Tampa two. Cover three, quarters, cover six. They literally do it all. And what has made Lou Anarumo so special, none of it's bad. Like, when the 49ers run cover one man, we're not good at it because we don't scout, we don't draft man coverage players, especially at the linebacker position, especially at the safety position. We draft strong safeties and we draft thumpers. And so, like, but you watch the Colts and they're pretty freaking good at every coverage. And you look at the analytics and it's like, yep. Like, so they throw a whole bunch at you, but usually whenever you have teams that are, well, if you do everything, you're not really good at anything. That's not the case. It's really, really not. So you've got a very difficult, complex defense against probably the most difficult, complex offense. It's advanced calculus versus advanced calculus out there. That's the matchup. Phillip Rivers is going to get the headlines because he's freaking Phillip Rivers. He deserves them. Football, film, scheme, whatever. Shanahan versus Anarumo. That's where it's at, man. That's one of the things that I really want to see. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. Rob, my man, appreciate you, man. So what's up, John? Crazy this season has gotten as excited as it is based on the injuries and drama. So pumped for the next few games. Wish I was joining you guys. That's a close one. Bundle up. Yeah, good news is all of our events are indoors. But yeah, Rob, We love you and the family, man. Say hey to Kenzie, Heather. You guys are the best. We'll catch you next time. You're not getting away from me, Rob. It's just till next time. That's all that is. And I know whenever those playoffs come, I know we're going to be hanging out together, drinking a beer, having a good time, smiling, making bad jokes. It's just what we do. it's what we do. Captain, I am with you here. Lou is an amazing DC. I cannot believe Cincinnati let him go, and then you saw kind of Cincinnati just makes the worst choices ever. It's so weird. So weird. Anyway, there we go. B-Fish, appreciate you, man. You're the best. You're the best. All right. So let's talk about the Colts schedule. Okay. Let's get through that. Let's talk about where they fell apart and why right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, come out and party with us, man. This weekend's going to be fun. Now, you look at what the Colts were able to do, probably one of the best wins of any team in the NFL, beating Denver, which seems to be like one of the hardest things to do. They beat Denver week two. They barely lost the Rams week four. They beat the Chargers, beat the brakes off the Chargers. They've got some quality wins under their belt. But then you look at just what's happened in the last five out of six games. Lost to Pittsburgh, beat Atlanta. Okay, cool. In overtime, by the way. Then they lost to the Chiefs in overtime. Then they lost to the Texans. Then they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then they lost to the Seattle Seahawks. They've lost to good teams. The only good team, or the only team that beat them that's not a good team, is the Kansas City Chiefs, which they're not a playoff team. Every other team that they've lost to falls under that category. They just have completely imploded through injuries, like the cornerback position. It's just not there, losing those close ones. Niners have done the exact opposite, winning five out of the last six. Now, did you beat any playoff teams during that time? Giants, no. Cardinals, no. Panthers, no. Browns, no. Titans, no. You haven't beat any playoff teams in that last stretch. Now, definitely have wins against playoff teams. You beat the Rams. You beat the Seattle Seahawks. Like, those are there, but you haven't played. You play what's on your schedule. You don't apologize for any wins, but if you want to get into the whole, like, man, yeah, the 49ers have won five out of the last six, but that was, like, the easiest part of the schedule. Well, now you got three games in a row of playoff or borderline playoff teams with the Colts, the Bears, and the Seahawks. You got to handle it, man. You got to handle that. Trey, thanks for the super chat, my friend. He says, if it's Niners Hawks in Seattle for championship, you doing a road trip? If so, I'll be there. Yeah, I'm not going to miss a trip to Seattle. One, it's close. Two, I love the city. I love the stadium. I love how rowdy it gets. And we have, like, the best venue in the world right there. And the chapter, Alex, you know, Seattle Faithful Niners. Yeah, all that stuff, man. Yeah, I will be in Seattle if there's a playoff game in Seattle, period. And so the plan is to be there for any playoff road game to host an event, but probably not going to go to Philly. Might not go to a couple other spots if I can't get the logistics work out. But the plan right now is, I'm not listening to my body or my wife right now. Like, yeah, if there's playoff football on the road, I feel like it's like my job, literally, to create space for Niners fans to be together. And so if there's a place where that is already established, then, okay, now I'm a little bit hesitant, but, like, I want to create the space. That's the whole idea behind the 49ers Rush Road Trip. So I would hate to miss that opportunity. So that's the plan. Camstat, thanks for the super chat. NFL stats say we have the fourth hardest schedule. Yeah, if you're looking at a win-loss from all the teams you played, a lot of that's being in the toughest division of football. Three teams with 10 wins already? Golly, that's crazy. In the same division? That's bananas. But, like, the thing I always push back on, you got to look at the quarterbacks that you played against this year, and you just went through the freaking desert. You didn't play one decent quarterback. I mean, you played Stafford week 10. Week 9, you played Dart. Week 11, Brissett. Week 12, Bryce Young. Week 13, Shadur. Week 15, Cam Ward. Like, that's the easiest slate of quarterbacks in the NFL. Geno Smith in there, then it for sure would have been. But, like, you, come on, man. Like, that's as easy as it gets. That's the difference. You're not playing against quality quarterbacks. Now, that could change. Playoffs, that's going to change. And, yeah, win-loss, and you play who's on your schedule. The 49ers were dead last year, so they got a fourth-place schedule. But the division, golly, yeah, that's there. That's hard. That's hard. Papa J. John, what if CMC lined up at a wide receiver 70% of the time? Wouldn't that force the defense to focus on the pass? Yes and no. CMC could do everything. They like to have him in the backfield as much as possible because it just keeps everybody honest. But yes, I am with you, and I would be totally cool with Christian McCaffrey being a slot wide receiver and allowing him to go out there, which that would be confusing because it would look like 21 personnel because you got two backs, right? So it's not a true 11 personnel, but it'd be 21 because you have Brian Robinson, you'd have Christian McCaffrey, and you've had George Kittle, but you're lining up in a true three wide receiver set because you'd have Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, and then Christian McCaffrey. Those are your three wide receivers. I wouldn't mind it. I would not mind that at all. But Kyle not putting that in place. They're just going to kind of keep doing it. I doubt they're going to install too much new stuff. Maybe you get that bye week, get that one seed, then maybe. All right, Pro Football Focus overall unit rankings. This is an analytical snapshot of the entirety on a snap by snap basis throughout the season. The Colts, out of 32 teams, offense is ranked 6th. Defense 24th, special teams 7th, overall 12th, higher than the 49ers. 49ers offense 7th best, defense 26th. Ooh, that's the rough one. Special teams 2nd, overall 14th. So a couple spots behind the Colts, but two quality teams for sure. The records reflect that. Change some of those overtime wins, losses. Both teams could be in the opposing position very, very easily. And if you learned anything, and I say it all the time, you watch that Thursday night football game, sometimes the ball's got to bounce your way, period. That's all there is to it. Like, create your own opportunities, all that stuff. From a coaching standpoint, you don't tell the kids that, but, like, sometimes that ball just has to bounce your way. And make no mistake about it, the Rams should have won by 20. Shouldn't have gone to overtime. And then the Rams just keep finding weird-ass ways to win, to lose. It's the way it goes. Coaching staff for the Colts, you got Shane Steichen. Good coach, great offensive play caller. Just he struggled with the quarterback position. You know, Chris Ballard did not set him up with success drafting, you know, Anthony Richardson. That was not good. Not good. They finally get somebody, Daniel Jones, then Achilles pops. Trouble. One of the best all-name offensive coordinators, Jim Bob Cooter. Freaking stud. 19 years playing experience. He's bounced all over the place. Lou Anarumo, who we've talked about. Love Lou. Love Lou. You're my boy, Lou. You're my boy. That's a Fight Club reference. Blood everywhere. If you've seen the scene, it is awesome. Don't forget us, Lou. Now let's talk injuries. Okay. Now, still at this very moment, as I refresh the Twitter page and all the things, there are still not out. Let me refresh here one more time. Oh, here we go. Just came out. Look at that. I'm glad I waited. Okay. The official, it's not out on Twitter, but it is out on RotoWire. The official practice report submitted, there are only two players that did not practice today, which we knew that just from the media reports. Nick Martin and Ricky Pearsall. Both were working on the side field. There's still time for Ricky to get out there. I'm at about a 50-50 he plays, which is a big deal because he's such an impact. Now, limited today, Tatum Bethune, back-to-back limited practices, great. Spencer Burford, didn't practice Thursday, limited practice today. That's huge. You don't want Connor Colby out there against DeForest Buckner. Nobody does. You want Spencer Burford. Jordan Elliott didn't practice yesterday. He was out there today. Renardo Green wearing the blue non-contact jersey. Neck soreness. That's been a problem for him all season. Not having a good season. Ter Gross Motto's back. Sam O back. That is huge. I know everybody's excited about you, Ter Gross Motto's, and I get that. Sam O should be the one you're excited about, by the way. Sam O is a better football player than you, Ter Gross Motto's, has ever been, will ever be. Now, the difference is your Ter Gross Motto's just does one thing, which is rush the passer, which is the one thing that this 49ers team is bad about. Ter Gross Motto's might play 17 snaps. If Sam O is healthy, he's playing 40. He's way better player. Way more important, just not as quality of a pass rusher, but I would argue after Bryce Huff, I would say Bryce Huff's the clear best pass rusher this team has. Then your Ter Gross Motto's, then slightly behind that is Sam O. After that, it's just you pick anybody. They're all basically the same when it comes to pass rushing. Ter Gross Motto's has missed 16 games out of the 32 games he's been a 49er so far. Literally half. I hope he's healthy. I hope he can play. Yeah. Not great. Colts did not practice on Thursday or Friday. Sauce Gardner, he ain't playing. Anthony Gold, he's kind of their 4-5 wide receiver. Not out there. Bernard Raymond, that's probably the biggest one. Their starting left tackle. He had an elbow injury, left halfway through the game against the Seahawks. Still not practicing. I haven't seen really any reports outside of the fact he's not practicing, but it doesn't look good, the fact that he didn't practice back-to-back days. Limited, Quentin Nelson, their all-world guard. He had a wrist, but he was limited. I think he was full Thursday, then limited. That's kind of weird. So something to kind of watch, but I expect him to play. Everybody else, including DeForest Buckner, was full. So, Oscar, I do not expect Sauce Gardner to play. I really, really don't. Do I think that they'll play more zone? Dude, Lou Anarumo, he is going to do everything. And you've seen this. I'm watching, again, I told you, I watched the last 3 weeks. I don't think Sauce played the first game whenever I was tallying all the different defenses they played in the last three games. But they're still doing that whenever he was out. And Charvarius Ward's been out longer than him. So it don't matter. Madman going to be a madman. He ain't going to change. He ain't going to change. Ben, my man, he says, I want Kendricks at Mike. What are your thoughts, Sean? Yes. This is the only game where I'm like, I wouldn't mind more Tatum Bethune this week because you stop the run, you win the game, period. But yeah, I want, what does Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh say? What's the difference between a Mike and a Will and a Sam? Communication. Eric Kendricks ain't been there that long, but that dude's been a signal caller for a decade in the NFL. A decade. You're talking thousands of snaps, thousands of calls. Team captain for three separate NFL teams. Not three separate years. No. Three separate franchises. That dude, yeah. So I would like to see Kendricks. This is the one week where I'm like, kind of want Tatum just because of the mic. But once I get in the playoffs, I want Kendricks. I want Kendricks. And I want the opposite playing Sam. Like, I want keep D winners at Will. He's coming off probably two or three of his best games since Fred Warner's, been injured. So that's good. But yeah, I want the Mike and the Sam to be Kendricks and Tatum. That's what I want. DeForest Buckner did practice. He is practicing, but he's not on the list because they haven't brought him back from IR yet. So they don't have to report that yet. DeForest Buckner is practicing. Oh, look at this, Rob. You're a good man. Thank you for your generosity. That's a big one. Means a lot. Your friendship means a lot. Thank you, brother. He says, JC, I'm out. Glad I got to catch a little live. Enjoy the game. Happy holidays to you and your family. Go Niners. If you haven't met Rob, he's probably one of the most generous people in person and digitally as well. Very, very kind, dude. You are freaking awesome. Thank you so much. Now, the 49ers and Colts have played a lot. And the 49ers do not hold the advantage. The Colts have won 27, Colts 19. That's an 8-game advantage. I don't like it. Me no gusta.
Again, you got the old Jim Mora playoffs thing, which we talked about. The last time they played was 2021 here in Santa Clara. And Jimmy G got it was horrible rain game. You're talking interceptions, fumbles. Jimmy G, you know, three turnovers on him alone. We lost 30-18, the 49ers did. It was just Carson Wentz out there making freak plays, whatever else. Ugh. Yeah, it's bad. Jonathan Taylor rushed for 107 yards touchdown. Funny thing is, Elijah Mitchell rushed for 107 yards and a touchdown. Exact same, but, you know, it's Debo, seven catches, 100 yards, touchdown, a fumble. Yeah, it was a crazy game. Crazy game. Now let's go through the Colts defensive ranks. This is always fun. Out of 32 teams, Colts defense, 12th in points allowed. Remember, 32 teams, 16, 17 is average, right? 12th in points allowed, 22nd in yards, 10th in turnovers. That's a Lou trait. 16th fumble recoveries, 26th in first downs. You can move the ball on this team. 31st in passing yards. That's going to show up in our bets. 10th in passing touchdowns allowed, 17th yards per pass, 6th in rushing yards. 1st in rush yards per rush. Sorry, I said that backwards. Best in the NFL. It's the only trait they're the best in the NFL. They limit the run game, period. That's all they do. 24th in third downs. You could sustain a drive. 12th in fourth downs, 10th in the red zone. That's where they buckle down. They stop the run, and they don't give up touchdowns. That is what they are. They are the most multiple defense in the NFL. They run everything that's ever been run, but their priorities are stop the run, buckle down in the red zone. And that's what they do consistently. And it's crazy. Now, there are players. There are weaknesses. Their linebackers are not good coverage, guys. They are stop the run, period. Stop the run, period. But their linebackers can't cover for really anything. Zaire Franklin, number 44, that's the guy to circle this week when the 49ers are on offense. That's who Kyle Shanahan is going to attack. Zaire Franklin is the 77 out of 79 linebackers that qualify in coverage. Not good. They're outside corners because Charvarius Ward's not playing, because Sauce Gardner's not playing. You got Jonathan Edwards and Mekhi Blackmon. Now, Jonathan Edwards, undrafted free agent rookie from Tulane. Shout out to Tulane. He's played 200 snaps this year. He's given up a 111.2 NFL rating when targeted. He's got a 47 tackling grade. Not a great coverage guy. Not a great run supporter. Mekhi Blackmon on the other side, the other corner, he's 103rd out of 112 ranked corners when it comes to coverage. These are backup players. The Niners know about it too. Stacking injuries kills you. They have stacked injuries at the corner position. It's rough, man. And the Colts are designed to stop the run. And the 49ers are tilting into this positive pass game. It's different. 49ers might not have a choice this week. I think that they're going to have to throw the ball. I really, really do. And I think Brock Purdy is going to be having a hellacious game because they're going to stop the run and the 49ers are going to try to run. But this is a passing team. Red Oak, John, 5 years ago, I left the Marine Corps boot camp and you gave me a shout out on your live show. I got out of the Marine Corps today. No way, man. Ready to start a new chapter of my life with my young family. First off, thank you. For your service. Incredible. I'm the most pro soldier guy ever, not the biggest pro war guy, but people that sacrifice themselves in any way, shape or form. Thank you for who you are. And dude, I'm so excited for you and your family. Wish nothing but the best, man. And, thank you for allowing us in on a little bit of your journey. You are amazing. You deserve it all. Look at that. I love permaculture. He right there. Congrats, man. That is awesome. Dude, I hope everything goes well. Hey, Sin, I'm feeling better. Still not the best, but we fighting. We fight. I love all the positive Red Oak comments in there. Hell yeah, man. That's what's up. You guys are the best. I freaking love this community, man. You guys are amazing. Now, let's go flip side. Let's talk about the Colts offense and their rankings, top 32. Points scored sixth. Yards, 8th. Turnovers, 14th. First down, 6th. Passing yards, 9th. You hearing a lot of top 10 ranks? Yeah, it's there. Passing touchdowns, 19th. Yards per pass attempt, 9th. Alec Pierce, you know, their number 2 wide receiver, leads the NFL in yards per reception. Leads the entire 20 yards per reception. Now, that hasn't happened with Phillip Rivers, but that's the way it's kind of designed. Sorry, excuse me. 6th in rush yards. 1st in the NFL in rushing touchdowns. 24. That's crazy. Yards per rush attempt, 6th. They average 4.8 yards per rush. Now, last week with Phillip Rivers, they only averaged 3.2, but you were playing against Seattle defense, much better against the run, much better against everything, really, to be honest with you, than the 49ers in their current status, but that's okay. 9th and 3rd downs, 4th and 4th downs, 5th in the red zone. And if you want to look at, again, what happened last week with Phillip Rivers, they went 5 of 13 on 3rd down, so they dropped considerably there. But they went 1 for 1 in the red zone. So the one time they got in the red zone, they scored a touchdown. That happens when you can run the ball and you have a dominant offensive line. And again, back to the whole Chris Ballard thing. Big height, weight, speed guys. That's what they draft. And you look, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., Tyler Warren, Alec Pierce, Mo Alie-Cox, their entire offensive line. They're all freaks. They are huge. 49ers defense does not match up well against this offense. I'm just going to be honest with you. Can D. Winters finally start to play against screens? Renardo Green, is he going to stop doing double moves? You're playing against wide receiver with the best yards per reception in the NFL this week. Don't bite on double moves 5 weeks in a row. Come on, man. Be smart. 17 seconds left before the half. You jump a freaking in route. You got to be kidding me, man. Safeties, can they start tackling? Defensive tackles, can you anchor versus duo? Pass rush, that's my least hopeful. So that's the offense. That's the defense. Let's get into bets of the week, which there's not a lot of props up right now with it being 3 days out, but I did find some bets that I really, really like, and it's still Christmas. And man, if you haven't bet, like, they have a free bet tonight. It's a season long. If Jake Paul gets hit in the face one time, you get paid. Hey, dude, what's not to like there? I ain't going to watch the fight because I hate that dude. But he gets punched in the face one time, you win. Now you can only bet, like, I think it's like 10 bucks, but still, 10 bucks, 10 bucks at my bookie. December doesn't have to be the most expensive month of the year if you're betting with MyBookie. They have their 12 days of Christmas is coming soon with daily offers dropping back to back to back to back 12 days in a row all across sports and the casino. And I'm talking bets and gets, profit boosts, free spins, even surprise drops for social and Telegram users. And with December being so packed, you got the NFL, you got college NFL, your college bowl season, college hoops. It's all serving up for opportunities to cash. And if you go to mybookie.ag now, punch in the code 49ers, 49ERS, you get your first bet covered up to $500. Make sure you click that opt-in button. If you go big and miss on the first bet, use your bet back bonus token and run it back. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere. I've used this in California. I've used it in Texas. Doesn't matter where you're at. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers. And again, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. You know, and I'm going to post all my bets probably tomorrow once I land in Indianapolis and, you know, just check all the player props and stuff because there's still just not a lot up there. But probably my favorite bet this week is both teams to score over 19.5 points. Like, this is going to be a scoring game. And I think both offenses are going to have success because the 49ers are one of the best passing attacks in the NFL. Colts defense, one of the worst passing defenses in the NFL. Colts offense, one of the best running offenses in the NFL. 49ers defense, one of the worst running defenses in the NFL. So both teams over 19.5 points. I'm betting Brock Purdy over 240 pass yards. I'm smashing that one. And once the receptions and, you know, all of the props get out there for yards and all that stuff, I'm going to be betting a lot of those. And again, depends if Ricky Pearsall has a limited practice tomorrow or not. But Kittle on that receiving over, I'm going to be hitting that one almost guaranteed. So anyway, that's where that is. Now, predictions. The offense. Obviously, the 49ers want to establish the run, but everything in this game, man, it like you look at the film from the Colts and kind of what's they've been allowing teams to do and what the 49ers shoot back-to-back games. The 49ers come out and just throw the ball like crazy, whether it was bad weather against the Browns, came out throwing the ball like crazy. Last week, Titans came out throwing the ball like crazy, first half and second half. I expect that to continue. Just put the ball in Brock's hand. He's playing so calm, cool, collected right now. And just let move the pocket, a lot of play action, boots, rollouts, all that kind of stuff. Just let him do his thing. Now, the goal is to limit turnovers and sacks. Throwaways are fine. But I expect Brock Purdy to have 300-yard passing game and two touchdowns. Now, the turnover, and even if Pearsall doesn't play, that's not going to change that. The matchups are there. The roster is there for Brock to continue to have a good game. Really, there's guys you can pick on at the linebacker, two linebackers you can pick on, two outside corners. Now, their slot corner, Kenny Moore, he's a stud, dude. He's one of the best slot corners in the NFL, has been for 6-7 years now. Safety's good. Nick Cross, one of my favorite players. You know, he was a draft crush back in the day. They got good safeties. They got a good nickel. They can stop the run. Not great versus the pass. D-line's good, though. And, yeah, Brock Purdy's going to take some hits. There's no doubt about that. It's going to happen. Now, defensively, man, you got to make Grandpa beat you. And I say that, like, as a joke, but I love Phillip Rivers. I'm glad that he is back. I'd rather play Anthony Richardson. I don't think that guy's a quality NFL quarterback. But I'm thankful I get to see Brock Purdy and Phillip Rivers play live. I've never seen Phillip Rivers live. I'm excited about that. I don't care if he is 44. He's older than me. He's freaking awesome. We got the same build, though. we're about the same shape. Anyway, got to take the game out of Jonathan Taylor's hands. And even though last week against the Titans, the 49ers gave up almost 7 yards per carry, after a while, they were down 3 scores with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They couldn't throw the ball, so they just kept running it. And, you know, Robert Saleh and the 49ers, like, fine, keep doing it. The clock's going to keep running. You're going to run out of time on your own. But the Titans, you know, they're not fighting for a playoff position or whatever else, so they're just trying to build positive plays. So they were fine kind of conceding the loss. I don't think that the Colts are going to do that. And if they do get down and you force Phillip Rivers, you know, only 1 week back, 2 weeks back now, to come out there and freaking throw the ball 40 times, dude, remember, this is quarterback that averaged 4.4 yards per completion last week. You got to make him beat you. Can he? Probably. But that's not what the Colts want to do. The Colts want to run the ball and establish that. Gosh, find a way to bring down, run some run blitzes. Do all those things. Don't just stay in base. You don't have to. You don't have to do just, we're going to go out there and play vanilla. No, you can slant, give your river late calls where you bring a player off the edge. Everybody slants the inside gap. Find some run stuffing variations, bringing that safety down, using the nickel. Those are there. You can do that with this group because I don't know. Phillip Rivers can throw. He's always had a cannon. But again, 0 for 2 on deep passes last week. It's not so much about hitting them, which would be cool. Obviously, you want to make every quarterback uncomfortable. But again, Phillip Rivers still at his best versus the blitz. 7 of 9 versus the blitz. 6 first downs, 1 touchdown last week. Go get it, man. Michael, appreciate the super chat. John, love the show. Keep up the amazing work, buddy. When are you on with Larry? I can't be on with Larry tomorrow because I'm flying. I'm on the plane. So doing the shows with Larry for the home game. So for the next 2 weeks, then me and Larry be doing Saturday shows for sure. But yeah, whenever I'm flying across country and stuff, it's just too hard. Just doing too much out there. Look at this. Gil, look at this. We got the man, executive producer in the house. What's up, buddy? He says, are you hosting a tailgate for the Bears game? I'll be out there. I'm not. The Niners Empire, they host a really good one. Go check out their Facebook
group, just the Niner Empire, that pulls up and you can message them, and they're all always over in the corner, the blue lot one, and they take care of everybody. They're awesome. But I will not be hosting. I don't know if I'm even going to be going. My oldest son's flying in town for Christmas, which is really, really exciting. So I'm not sure I'm going to be at the Bears game personally, but definitely not hosting an event for that one. Now, if we play at Chicago in the playoffs, then yes, we'll be there. Cam's dad, thanks again for super chat. Big test for Salah. Add in some player exec. Yeah, let's go. Player execution. That. I mean, shoot, you look at the won a touchdown last week, but the deep pass over the middle whenever you had Diamador Lenore and Malik Mustafa right in perfect position, but their player came down for it. Alignment, assignment, execution. You could be right in two out of three. If one of them's lacking, you're going to give up a play. Players got to execute. You put them in the position. Got to get it done. Appreciate you, David, man. You're the best, bud. You're the man. anyway, I'm not going to listen to that one, Cam. You're the man. My biggest concern this game is the screen game, which I mentioned earlier for the Colts when the 49ers are on defense. That terrifies me. Third and 16, a screen to Tyler Warren or Jonathan Taylor. They're going to convert one. They're going to. It bothers me. The goal is third and five or longer. Third and three, third and two, third and four. You don't want to be there, Niners defense. You got to force third and five or longer to where you know it's a passing situation and force Phillip Rivers to beat you consistently. The defense is going to give up points. We've seen that. I mean, the amount of points that you gave up to the Titans should tell you something. It's a lot better team than Titans. A lot better team than Titans. And, you know, I think it's going to be fun. Monday Night Football. Are you kidding me? Phillip Rivers, Brock Purdy, indoors. Everybody's going to be watching. Number one seed on the line. Playoff chance on the line for the Colts. This is everything. This is playoff atmosphere. It's December Christmas football. I think the 49ers are going to win. I have the 49ers winning 31-27, so not quite covering the full spread. I'm not betting the 49ers to cover the spread this week. Whew. It's going to be fun. You guys are incredible. And again, just, you know, one more reminder, if you know anybody coming out to Indy, tell them to come party with us. Tom's Watch Bar, Sunday, 3-7. And then we'll be at the Saint Shack, all you can eat, all you can drink, premium everything. Starts at 4 p.m. day of the game. Going to be a blast. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you for everything. I made it through. My throat is gone. I got to blow my nose so bad, but I made it. And we'll be live from, Lucas Oil, live as soon as the game ends for our celebration or therapy show. I think it's going to be a celebration. I got 49ers winning 31-27. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.